Hello, I'm Bonnie Stachowiak with the Educational Leadership Doctoral Program at Concordia University. Stay tuned for Beyond the Cloud and today's topic, creativity. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Beyond the Cloud, supporting the six C's with educational technology. The six C's are character, citizenship, collaboration, communication, creativity, and critical thinking and problem solving. The problem in society today is that the world is rapidly changing, but the field of education seems to be stuck in the dark ages with the assembly line structured classrooms and the modes of outdated instruction. We ask ourselves, are we preparing our students to succeed in life beyond the classroom? The purpose of this podcast and the six episodes are twofold. We hope to connect theory with practice by providing examples of why the six C's are crucial for student success. Secondly, we hope to provide numerous examples of how easy it is to integrate education technology that accelerates learning and excites the classroom. So sit back, relax, tighten your seatbelts, and enjoy as we take you beyond the cloud. Hello, and welcome to the next episode of Beyond the Cloud. My name is Jonathan Wright, and this is the show that allows us to talk to educators.
Oh. Hello.
And today we're talking with Rick, Mariah, and Michelle. And the question I have for the three of you today is, how do we create a classroom using creativity? Which one would you like? Who would like to go first?
Hi, this is Rick. I'll go ahead and go. I think creating a creative classroom requires first an environment that is welcoming and friendly to creativity. There needs to be freedom and ability for the students to have some choice in how they're going to do their work. And everything should be unique, but yet have a purpose. And hopefully through their work, they'll be able to find a solution to a problem in a creative way and using different technology sources that are available in our schools.
Okay, thank you. Michelle?
Yes, I would agree with that. And I would also add that technology is, we're very fortunate that technology allows us to be even more creative at this time by taking things that students are already familiar with and teachers as well, and building upon it and changing it through the use of technology. And it doesn't always have to only be done through technology. It can be done paper and pencil as well. But there are so many new tools that are available via technology that we can take concepts that are familiar to us and familiar to students. And we really, through preparation, can then allow students to engage in something. And I think it's great that in Bloom's new taxonomy, creativity is the highest order and level of thinking. It really means we're taking something and making it our own by adding that unique personal touch and making it ours that we get to then share out.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I really like what you said about technology making us more creative. And I'm going to come back to that in a second. Mariah?
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. A couple things I've been doing in my class, specifically with my accelerated social studies, is I've been giving the students a topic. Of course, all of these topics are things that we want them to know. But instead of just having them read the textbook, I'm saying to them, I want you to research the topic, and I want you to teach the class. However you want to teach the class, go for it. Just make sure you include this information. So today, I had students dressed up like Greek gods and goddesses. They made their own t-shirts. They put together these amazing presentations, and they loved to quiz each other, even though that is not part of the requirement. It's absolutely amazing, and they love it. Another thing I do to promote creativity is when we're doing our gratitude journals, instead of just having them write, I also say if you'd like to do gratitude art. And so some of my students have been creating amazing things with images, quotes, things that they've kind of collected, things that they love, that they are grateful, and then they share this with the class. So that those are two ways that I promote creativity in my class.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And we will be right back with more after this commercial break.
I hope you've enjoyed this podcast produced by educational leadership doctoral students from Concordia University. Be sure to tune in next time for their episode on critical thinking and problem solving. Have a great day, and we'll see you beyond the cloud.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.